Again, tail one, tail two. We'll talk about setup and tear down tomorrow, but tail one, tail two, sports and weather, so should all the bikes there, again, 4 to 6 inches away. Now, one thing that I'm not really going to mark you down for, of course, till graded shows, but that's called dressing up the microphones, okay? So basically what we mean by dressing up the microphones, if you're wearing a shirt like mine, typically the reason I don't, you know, mark you down for doing this right now is because a lot of you guys in casual clothes, it's hard to dress microphones in casual clothes. When you dress up, you know you're going to go on the air. It makes it easier with ties and stuff like that. But for an example, this right here, flip this on the other side here. Basically all you would do, in this case here, is just basically take the microphone, run it underneath the shirt, and take it all the way through so the microphone is basically underneath the shirt or a jacket or something like that. And then basically once you take this out, you just open up the mic flip, loop the cable, and just slide it right in there. And then basically you're looking at something just like that. Of course, sometimes you may have to kind of fine tune the clip a little bit, make sure there's a nice loop there so it's not getting torn or yanked or anything like that. And of course, this will be hidden. So therefore, you just see the microphone, it's a nice little circle there, nice little oval, and it's called dressing up the microphone. So one thing you may notice on a lot of the newscasters, the news anchors, is you see a lot of two-headed microphones there. The main reason, if you know Carmen Harlan's on the air, mic goes out halfway through the show, no big deal. We get it later, just bring up the other. So keep that in mind as far as dressing microphones. Number one, obviously, if you happen to do some on-air stuff, if you're doing some freelance stuff, at least you know how to dress up the microphone on your own. You just come across a lot more professional, like you've been there before type of thing. But more importantly, and this goes to the majority of people, is that you may be in production. If you're in production, you're a floor director, you got to keep in mind that sometimes the talent, when they put the microphone on, it may slip off, you may need to fix it. You may have the fire chief in, police chief, victim, politician, whatever. The point of the matter is, we have a 2-minute commercial break. You got to get them in because they're coming in studio and they're going to have a sit-down discussion. They don't know anything about dressing microphones. So you as a floor director are the primary person to make sure you know how to do that because that's part of your job just in case. Okay? So keep that in mind for talent. That's one of the other things that we grade you on as far as talent is just making sure that we're okay with that. All right. So main thing is once we're mic'd up, again, keep in mind you have a little... riser up here too, so you can either drop this down or bring the chair up. But one of the main things we're looking at is once we get mic'd up, we got our script with us, okay? So tail one, tail two. Main thing we're going to do first off is get microphone checks. So once we get the mic checks out, life is good. The next thing, we're going to have the assistant director talk to the floor director, and the AD is going to say, have both tail squared to camera two. So in this case here, we're going to square to camera two, which is right here, because this is our opening shot. So we want to make sure this looks good. So we're squaring to camera two. Now the assistant director is going to look at and say, okay, based on the crack in the middle here, tailor number one, have tailor number one move to his right. Okay, move to my right just a little bit, no problem. Okay, you're always going to the talent's left or right. Now keep in mind, I'm a talent guy. We're not the brightest people in the world. Okay, now it's, you know, it's quarter two. We can kind of cut on a little bit. Always go to the talent's left or right. Okay, don't confuse these people. Alright, so what we're saying is have talent number two move to her left or something. So we'll move around a little bit so we're all situated. And hopefully we're all out of the, oh my god, I can't believe all these people. We got a job to do. Okay, so make sure we're doing our job. Once we get camera two all situated, now the assistant director, and I'll help you out with this throughout the course of the next 2 days especially, is basically saying have the talents move to their own cameras. That they're individual. So in this case here, I'm swiveling over here to, this would be pointed at me, and then she's turning her whole body, remember, square to the camera, and sit up straight. So then what we're going to do is get a shot of cameras one and three, close-up shots, and just to fine-tune them if need be. Once we have those shots set up, then we're going to slide them back to camera two, and then I'll help out the engineer, make sure our levels look good over there too, and then we're all set, ready to roll. Okay. So that's kind of what we're doing as far as talent-wise. Now, one thing to kind of keep in mind is, remember, camera two does not have a prompter. There's no prompter there. So, again, it's basically looking down at your script, okay? I don't think I have a script with me, so no big deal. But you're looking down at your script, and again, also, too, on camera two, once we say, well, you know, WLD News is next, cut to the open, right? Then once the open, and you see it over here, peripheral vision will say, okay, we're off the air now. So that means, okay, now we can square over to our cameras. Talents, you wait for the cue. You don't talk until you see the floor director do this. Okay? So once you're talking away, you're doing your thing. I get to look at my read. Now she's on her read. When she's on her read, I'll make sure I get to the right page, script a little bit away from you on a slight incline, and make sure we're not doing one of these. You know, because I'm in preview, right? 2 seconds before I go on air, I get one of these. That's a fault of the town right there. I'm not giving your AD and your camera operator enough time to kind of get that stuff situated. Okay? But also, too, don't forget here, you got a sports toss. Okay? So once we get Ricardo's seats, I believe, is the third story. Once that's done, we're going to say, camera three, shoot sports. Ready, camera two. So floor director and talent, don't forget about this little part in the middle of the newscast. We're saying, we're going to swing it over to sports, Tigers in action. We got a big series against the Indians. We'll send it over to sports. Okay? So floor director and talent, don't forget about that. And you have to look out in your script for that part. Okay, any questions as far as where talents are positioned? Okay, sports and weather over there, big deal. And remember to keep the microphones on when we come and sit back down. I try to be as silent as possible. Okay? All right, as far as the camera operators, let's talk camera operator real quick. You know, we're all on camera two here. You guys can see this in your monitor here. You have a box, you have a headset, so just so everyone's aware, you can all hear, okay? Camera operators and floor directors, you can all hear, but I think the way it's set up, the way we got it now, is that all the camera headsets do not have microphones in them, okay? So you can't talk back to anybody. Floor director can. Now, the way it's set up over there, director, you should be able to hear, but for whatever reason, you can't. And obviously, it's something we haven't really fixed, nor do we really care to fix, really, because less traffic on headset in a school situation is even better. Because typically, a lot of people tend to chime in with really, really dumb stuff, okay, in inopportune times. So, and I will tell you this, in a real-life situation, the camaraderie over headset, especially when everyone gets along and everything's going smooth, you can have a lot of fun. There's a lot of things being said that probably are very, very inappropriate. you know what I mean? But it's a lot of fun. I'm not going to lie to you. It's some things that you shouldn't even be saying. Talking about all depends on who you're working with. All right? But that's assuming things are going well. And I want to make sure you guys are aware. When we talk about a production situation, it's the same concept where I've been there before where, you know, hey, if you're doing your job, because I get students doing this once in a while, not for a while, but it's you know, here and there. Oh man, what's up? I don't think you like me. So it's not about not liking it. It's like, can I count on you to do the job? You're going to notice at productions where, hey, listen, if you're doing your job and I can count on you, that means the looser we can be. You know what I mean? But can I count on you? You know what I mean? That's the main thing. Can I count on you? Do you know what's going on? So if you know what's going on and you know how to have a little fun too, great. But if you know how to have a little fun but you don't know what the hell's going on, that's a problem. That's when you're going to get people lying on the rough side. Okay? So as far as cameras are concerned, again, you got your wheels locked. You can lock these wheels down, especially for camera two. Again, just to reiterate here, your pan lock is right here, and quite honestly, you can leave this unlocked the whole time, even when you're done. Okay, pan lock is not going to go anywhere. Okay, the tilt lock is the one I'm concerned about. So make sure this is unlocked. Okay, now you don't want it real loose, so you're shaking the camera here. But the point of the matter is, you want to make sure this is at least a little bit loose. So on camera, we need to tilt up, tilt down, pan left, pan right. It's real nice and easy. People at home hopefully not even notice. But once you're done, tilt lock. Lock it, and you're all set and walk away. If not, sometimes these cameras will tend to do one of these, okay, or sometimes do one of these. All right. The tension's pretty good on this particular camera, so nothing to worry about here. All right. So nonetheless, you guys know from first quarter, you have your focus on the right handlebar, and I'm sorry, your zoom on the right handlebar, your focus on the left handlebar. And we do need another co-anchor out there. Can we get another co-anchor out there? Could that be great if we get somebody else? Could it be Brooklyn? Could it be Brooklyn? Okay. All right. So mainly what I'm going to do, very first thing, is hop on headset. I got my box over here as well, too. Make sure the audio is just enough where I can hear, but not loud where it's going to go through, and the panel's going to hear this stuff. So what I'm going to do is just loosen up my tilt. All's good. And the very first thing before we do anything, talent's one or two. It really doesn't matter who I focus in on because they're both equal distance from me. So zoom in all the way, focus in on the talent, and once you got that, what you're doing is getting the shot that you think we need. In this case here, this is not the shot we need. Not in the lights. Okay? We want to make sure it's something like this. We're going to try to get those rocket boosters out of there. Try to keep it something like this. We're going to try to keep those side chairs in there as best we can. But like right here, I may not see lights, but the AD may. So what we're saying is try to keep that somewhere like that, and we'll help you out and crimp you up a little bit. Now, at some point, the director's going to say, camera two, start your zooming. So here, what I'm going to do is barely touch my zoom. And of course, you have a little controller over here. It says S and F, slow and fast. So I can put that all the way on S for slow. That's as fast as I'm going to go. And that's pedal to metal right there. because I have it programmed all the way in the S. Or if you want to, you can just go at your own pace. What I mean by that is barely hit your zoom. So basically, again, the tilt lock is loose. Camera 2, start your zoom in. So I'm just going to barely hit that zoom. Okay? I can go this slow if you want, or a little faster. A little faster would be good. That's a certain purpose. But here, all I'm going to do is tilt up as we go. Try to keep it nice and steady. And if I think I'm, you know, a little off center, we'll kind of pan left or pan right. But as soon as I think I'm going to clip off some elbows, I'm going to keep it right there. Okay.
What was that? A little faster?
Right there. Okay. Yep. Right there. Right where my thumb would be. And of course, at some point, hey, camera 2, need a 4 shot. All right, camera 2, need a 4 shot. And I'll get the 4 shot, and whoever else is out there. Okay? And I'll let me know what's going on. Okay? That's kind of what we're looking at there. Any questions on camera 2? Okay. Cameras all work the same, and I'm just going to play with camera 1 here, or camera 3 here real quick. See, I told you I'd do that. No? Camera 3. And 15 minutes later, I'm screwing it up. If someone could go on the switcher and route camera 3 up for me on program. Okay, camera 3 on program. That would be lovely and potential extra points. I mean, like I said, potentially, it's there. All right. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so again, if I'm camera 1, my goal is here to get a shot of Brooklyn. She's tail 1. Okay? I'm camera 3, so tail 2 is who I want. So basically, once I get on headset, again, tilt lock, pan lock, loose. I'm on headset, looks good. And they could just be putting mics on right now at this point. All I'm going to do is just zoom it all the way, focus in on her eyes or on her nose, and get the shot. So then when they're getting camera 2 shot, eventually they're going to say, okay, tails 1 and 2, square to your individual cameras. So in this case here, I'm going to get a shot. For me, I'm thinking it's going to look something like this. But that's how I see it. Now, the AD may see something different. They may say, okay, that's a good shot. Keep it right there. They may see it a little different. Maybe, you know, zoom in a little bit or whatever the case is. So this is my shot for the close-up. Now I'm going to move you out of the way here, Brian, because I'm going to get a shot of Frank House here. So what's going to happen is at some point, while we're on camera 1, director's going to say, camera 3, shoot sports. So again, here's what we should see in preview. As soon as you hear that, you're going to slide on over here. Zoom it all the way, again, and I'm not going to zoom out until I focus this shot. Once I get that shot, a little bit of headroom, top of the desk. And this is what I think it looks like, okay? My AD is probably going to say, hey, camera 3, can you zoom out a pinch more? And that's going to be perfect, okay? So we take 3 mic cue. He's off the air doing weather, camera 3, shoot tail number 2. Okay, so once I hear that, bam, all the way over here again, have my tail square up to the camera, zoom it all the way in focus, whoops. Try that again, right about there, and get a shot, that's a close-up shot. If you guys do that, and the camera operators are right on cue, we're in really good shape. The reason I say that is because sometimes, the course of the day, I may be seeing things differently from what you guys are, okay? There's sometimes I'll have class saying, oh my God, that was just a horrible day. That was just, oh God, awful. It's like, okay, now let's break it down here a little more. The reason we had a bad day is because cameras were really, really late getting focused and they didn't know what shots to get, and that just broke everything down. There's so many other things. You're looking at all these little mistakes that happen, but if the camera operators, if you're doing your job and you're getting good focused shots and getting them quick and the right ones, okay, we're in good shape. It doesn't help me if it's in focus, but it's not a good shot. Okay, it's not the right shot. It's okay, but it's not quite where we need to be. And worst case scenario is, yeah, man, it's close up, but not in focus. That doesn't help us at all. So make sure you know your job. Okay, your job. All right. Now, as far as floor director, are there any questions on camera, first of all? Floor director? Last thing, floor director, then we'll go to weather here real quick. But floor director, the main deal here is, again, taking charge of the floor. Again, if anyone who wants to get into a television station in live television, floor directing is really the first thing you're going to be doing, potentially. So, and of course, you can work your way up to director at some particular point. But as a floor director, it's basically, okay, all right, sit up straight, guys. We're going to have tail number 1 move to your right a little bit. And I'm just hearing this to the AD. Okay, looks good. Tail 2 move to your right a little bit. Okay, mic check number 1, please. So, basically, you can talk out here. Just don't make it loud. Okay? Because we need to hear it. Because if everyone else is talking, you know, just kind of keep it low so we can hear the mic check. All right, you're all set. Tail 2 is now mic'd up. Your sports mic check, please. Okay? So we're just getting all the mic checks and we're getting everything situated. At this particular point, I say, okay, guys, square to camera 2, please. And AD is going to say, okay, looks good. Square to your individual cameras, please. And that means boom, and then boom. Perfect. That means we move. Okay? And we're working on those shots, and we may be there for a little while because we got to work on the engineering levels. Okay? Now, at this particular point, notice I'm right by the camera lens. I'm not by the camera operator, and I'm not looking in his or her viewfinder. Okay? Stand by. Of course, Brecken's going to give that command, the countdown. But mine, again, as far as forward directions, 5-4-3 is verbal, 2-1-9. So stand by. 5-4-3. Now, I don't do anything until I hear my forward director say theta from black, means nothing, mic cue, hard point. Okay? Hard point. So ready, camera one. Alright, so my job is hopefully go behind here, around here, or let's just pretend camera number one's over here. It's not quite in focus, nor is it out of the air, but ready, camera one. So ready one. Take one means nothing. Okay? Mic cue means everything. Okay? Ready three. So I'm gonna let her go underneath the lens here. Ready three. We're gonna space these cameras out a little bit more. So she's still reading, Brooklyn's still reading over here, but I'm ready three. Ready three, take three. Mic cue. Okay, that's what I want the cue. And we don't want to need any of these. We need my cue, okay? So make sure, and again, once Ricardo sees it's done, what you're going to have a situation here sometimes is, camera three is going to be shooting sports, but don't forget, ready camera two for the sports class. So ready camera two, take two. You got to add live a little bit. You got your copy there a little bit. And then at this particular point, ready three, okay? Take three, mic cue. Now, at this point here, camera one's going to shoot weather, so we may have a situation that happens. This does happen once in a while. We're ready for weather. Okay? We're all set, ready to roll. Ready GTR for effects. The next thing you know, we hear, stretch out sports. So in this case here, make sure you have some play with your cord here. Okay? Because at this point here, you're going to have to do one of these. Try to get their attention. Okay? Stretch them out, then you hear the wrap. Okay? You're all set. Okay, ready effects. Roll it. Take effects. Mic cue. Okay? Okay. So again, keep in mind, those are factors that you're going to have to be aware of. Talent, you don't talk until you see the mic cue. And floor director, you don't give the cue until you hear from your director. Okay? That just makes it a little bit less choppy. Okay? Less choppy. I will say this, the floor director that I had, and I knew this coming from a production background. Again, going back to my first anchor job, I had a floor director out there. His name is Tony Garlock. Okay? He was filling in the first night, and I thought I was about to kill him for the first couple of times he was doing this Jackie Chan stuff. It's almost like, it was a very animated movie. It threw me off at first, but luckily it was sports because I was able to kind of chuckle a little bit while I'm reading. You know what I mean? So it looked like it just sounded like I was happy to be there with sports. And I was going to say something to him, but then we got a commercial break in the middle of the sports cast, and I'm about to say something. Here's Tony, he's just doing one of these, he's listening. Okay, you got 3 minutes coming back. I mean, he wasn't joking around, I thought he was goofing off. Okay. I'm thinking, okay, I'm not going to say anything to him, but it just seemed like he was more animated than most, right? He wasn't, like, doing karate or anything, but the point of the matter is, I always knew that when Tony was, floor directing, I was never, as a talent, I was never on the wrong camera, because you got to keep in mind, you want to make sure you're aware that people see you, because in a real-life situation, a real-life studio, these lights are brighter, and a lot of times, even with the tally lights, it's hard to see where you're at. You're always looking for your floor director, okay? So he's very, very animated and very aware. That doesn't mean we want to do one of these, because the moment I see that, it's a marker. For some reason, people get in week three and week four, and they're getting a little more comfortable, and then, you can almost place bets on this that it's going to happen. So just make sure you're animated, you're letting them know, okay? They're not being weird. All right, any questions on floor director? Any questions on camera? All right, I need one person to kind of sit in front of the wall for me here real quick. Hey, there you go. That worked. Hang tight there. You can move Ollie out of the way here a little bit. Make sure, because he's resting right now. Hang tight there, because I'm going to get in front of me. So I just need you to step up, maybe put away from the wall there a little bit. So we don't catch you out. All right, someone can tilt up that camera for me just a little bit. Slide Ollie. Ollie's doing well. He only gets to get out here about once every 3 weeks or something. All right. So here's the shot we're looking for. We got a little bit more headroom up there. The reason is because a lot of times I'm pointing. Sometimes weathercasters, they like, creep into the camera and do one of these, so at least you give a little headroom. But plus, more map that I can see, more map that my talent or my audience can see as well, too. So one of the main things with weather, this is typically what you're going to do for weather. Camera, prompter goes bye-bye. Okay, we turn it to line, so therefore I can see myself with the map behind me. So I could, there's one reference. The other thing is I have a monitor that's usually off to the left here, and I can see what's going on. And, of course, if I'm turning around, I have a monitor over here so I can see what's kind of going on, so I'm not actually looking at the screen. Okay? Right now, we only have one monitor because we're just getting out there to kind of get a little experience with it. So with weather, keep in mind, you don't have to reach in front of you to find where Ann Arbor is. You don't have to go around here to find where Ann Arbor is either. Basically, what you're doing is staying about a foot away from the wall so we don't cast a shadow. Okay, so sometimes you see a little bit of shadow. You can see it right underneath the armor. Okay? So we're not casting a shadow. Not to mention where all the cities are, just have your hand point off towards the monitor. Okay? It's either up, down. Okay? It's away from you. It's towards you. And you can move around a little bit here as well. 63 Kalamazoo, 61 Detroit. You don't have to point specifically. See, that's when you're getting into trouble. So basically, if you're not even in the right ballpark, all you have to do is say, oh, there, Traverse City, Marquette, Iron Mountain, blah, blah. I mean, you know. You basically, what we're saying is, you guys can see it. Up there. Moving on. All right, so while you're talking about this weather, the main thing is the max will change on you. You don't have your little clicker to change from computer-generated images. So all we're telling you guys is when the if you're in mid-sentence, okay, and the map changes, and changes something else, finish your thought. Don't feel as though you just cut off. You know what I mean? So that's what we're kind of looking at. Just finish your thought, move on. You're going to talk about what's going on. We'll play this whole thing for you once we get in there. But once the extended forecast comes into play, your job is to basically leave. So I'm going to have you move off to the side here. All right, so 61 to Detroit. And looking at our extended forecast, we got a whole lot of sunshine going on. Boom, 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 boom. Maybe take 10 seconds or so to finish it out. Once you're done with that, what you're going to do is come back in here and say, well, that's it for weather. We'll see you later on today. We'll send it back to you guys. Okay? And as soon as you're off the air, it's like, off the air. Okay, great. Microphone up. Go sit down for the foreshot. Okay? Now, a couple things I want to stress with weather, which I would in video performance when we used to have this. Again, weathercasters are folks who are good in front of the camera, and they have been told to use the weather, okay? If you need, if you want a meteorology degree to do this for a real good career, then obviously you want to go get a four-year degree, at least. Now, again, keep in mind, in a small market, there's a lot of folks, including myself, and again, we talked about this in the first quarter, that you're going to be told to do so many different things in that first job, especially on air. I was a sports producer, but in order for me to have fun on the weekends and be the sports producer and anchor, I needed to do the news. Okay? And a lot of times, we have a good example here. This is one of many examples, but a good friend of mine, Kelly Durand, who's currently in she's in Virginia Beach. But she started off in Orlando. She was in production for 10 years. So at 32, 33 years of age, she decided, you know what, if I really want to do this on everything, I got to get going now. I've been in production for 10 years, I really would like to give it a shot. So she went from Orlando, Florida, okay, in a nice, decent-sized market. She made the jump to Lima, okay, market 175, small market, because that's the station that was going to basically put her on the air as a news reporter. We had a weather person leave, so they said, Kelly, we want to put you on weather. She didn't want to do it, but she did it, because, again, if you want to do the news stuff, you got to do the weather stuff. She ended up being really good at it, although she didn't care for it. But the cool thing is weather, this is all ad-lib stuff. And what happens is when you're ad-libbing, and let's say I come into work and I got a 6-minute weathercast to do at 6, and I have a 5.5-minute weathercast to do at 11, I'm ad-libbing that whole time. I mean, yeah, it's almost like bullet points, but my bullet points are maps. So I'm ad-libbing. So you start doing that 2 times a day for 5 to 6 days a week, you tend to get good at ad-libbing. And what had happened 3 months later that there was a burning whatever going on in downtown Atlanta, everything's burning down in that city. But the point of the matter is, when something's happening, Kelly, we're going to go out and we're going to give you a three-minute live shot. And for her, it's like 3 minutes. Nothing. I'm so used to doing 6 minutes and 7 minutes, and now plus I got the fire chief who's going to chew up 80% of my time. So it's no big deal. She ended up getting really good at it, so she decided, well, what I'm going to do is take some online classes, and I think she went through Mississippi or Mississippi State to get a meteorology degree. She made the jump to Toledo, where she was a weathercaster doing some news reporting. She was still doing her on-air, basically her studies through Mississippi State. Got her meteorology degree while working in the industry as a weathercaster / news reporter. So now she's in Virginia Beach and she's chasing those storms now. Right now she's doing a good job. And the guy that she's married to is the floor director I was talking about. So there was a little TV lovemaking going on there. So I was the matchmaker there too. I remember that. I said, Tony, because Tony was like, he was really, kind of doing his job as Tony. I think she likes you. I mean, just the last time we left all next thing out. So you guys have been dating for 3 months, you didn't tell me? So they're married, have a kid, very, very nice. Tony's a really good director. He was just filling in for floor directing those nights, so he was kind of taking a couple steps down. So So nonetheless, keep that in mind for weather casting. It is a situation where if you're a meteorologist, you can, you know, it's more credibility for you and your station. And of course, that means more of the scooty booties. So it's more money. It's always a good thing when you have more money. All right. Any questions on the floor? Any questions on that? Make sure with microphones, be very careful when you're done with the microphones. Make sure, again, we'll leave the chair over here. We just put her on the chairs. Make sure you don't hang them on the curtains because those microphones are very, very pricey. So make sure. Okay, I think we covered everything out here. We're just going to go in and talk about a couple little things, and then the weather as well. Sports, you don't need to talk about, just read English. Good.
All right, guys, real quick with weather. Again, I'll play the weather for you here, and you guys can see what's going on. This is the same one you saw Monday. But have something to say. Just like the young lady on Monday, which I forgot the co-anchor's name, but she, I mean, it was really good, though. She had something to talk about. She's well-prepared. At least that's your credibility aspect. You don't need to throw in all these terms, but sports introduced you. Thank you so much. We're taking a look at wide shot of the United States of America here, folks. A lot of clear conditions out there, but what we're really going to primarily focus in on here is the Plain States. Out west, Nebraska, a lot of severe thunderstorms leading into the Dakotas, Minnesota, leading off into Canada, so that's not even going to affect us. But here in Lansing, or here in Detroit, here in Michigan, whatever you want to talk about, really just some cloud coverage. We got some sunshine, however you want to spin this thing. Looking at some temperatures here, Kalamazoo 63, Chicago 60, and for the most part holding steady in the 60s. Now, basically looking at your extended forecast, this map, and I'm going to pause this here for a second, only lasts for about maybe 15 seconds. I want you to be done with this from, again, in your head here, 7 to 10 seconds, 8 to 10 seconds, okay? We don't need you to say, Monday, high of 74, low of 52. Tuesday, high of 66, low of 50. I mean, we can all see that, okay? We can see that. So what we're saying is, you know, leave off the set, try to keep in mind, you know, 7 to 10 seconds or so, got to be done because we don't want this going to black. Monday, you can see it's going to be the warmest day of the week, 74 degrees. Rain comes in late Monday into Tuesday. That cools things off a little bit into the 60s, but progressively gets warmer throughout the course of the week. In fact, the weekend looks really, really good, maybe 70 degrees on Sunday. Perfect to go catch a Tiger baseball game. Go Tiger. See you later. That's kind of what you're looking at. So just be smooth about it as best you can, but have something to say. Okay, have something to say. So therefore, you're not putting your director in a bind thinking, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. We're going to black. So, again, we can always bail out early if we need to, but help us out. Just try to be done within no more than 10 seconds. So therefore, we can bail out and go to our last shot, which is camera 3.
That's the mom and dad story.
You'll see that screen.
Yep, this is the last shot. So leave on out, talk about it, come back in. That's it for me to see back. Okay? That's kind of what you're looking at with that. Okay? Any questions? All right, let's take that out of there. And what I want to do is just play, because we got, for the most part, just about everything set up. We're going to get right into shows here. But what I want to do is play this show for you one more time. One more time. All right? Whoops.
A little locked up there.
Okay, so this is the show we're going to look at, and just follow along with it. Again, some of the stories may be just a little bit different. But hopefully you get the idea, and I only want to pinpoint a couple things to it. I'm primarily focused on the director's track, is what we're going to listen to.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2,
yes,
1. Faded for black. Mic's cue.
Okay, crack in the middle. Looks good.
Tigers and Indians begin their battle for
the
first place.
Camera 2, zoom in.
Okay. Roll fast.
Start
for you.
Roll tape, Music Thunder.
Roll tape is for VTR. Music Thunder's on.
Music full, take VTR, dump mics.
Now again, same concept here. We don't want this video going to black, so on yours, you're going to see the world turning the second time. We'll say WNLD News on it. That means we're probably going to go to black in the next 5 seconds. So we want to make sure we get our camera shots ready and we get out of that.
Sorry about that, Randy. I didn't give you very crap on that.
All right, camera 1, zoom in a little bit because we have too much
room. Okay, the AD doing a nice job redirecting.
Ready, camera 1. All right, take camera 1, mic cue, font in.
Font in?
Where is it? Say it again. There you go.
Mike, go ahead and use that.
Yeah, we talked about that. She kind of dropped the ball a couple times as far as the switch. It got better as we were going. Again, not a bad shot. I'd like to see it maybe zoomed in a little bit more, tilt up a little. We just don't want to see any elbows on those close-up shots. We don't see it here, but we're darn near close.
Take three, Mike Q, font in.
Okay, notice the director's commands. Take three, Mike Q. Take one, Mike Q. Mike Q, lay out. Right after. Font in again, double check the ID, make sure it's the right one. And if it's not, say something, just to kind of get it out.
Jumped up 35 cents a gallon. Pumped up gas prices are expected to go even higher. The major reason is because.
Now, notice so far, since the camera shots of the show started, we haven't heard from the AD.
Average price for gasoline.
So that's a good thing. The AD
The number of home foreclosures continues to skyrocket all over the United States.
Camera 3 is going to shoot sports.
Yeah, that's what we talked about earlier today and showed you. Medium shot for that, but focus first.
That is double the
but remember, we're ready in camera 2.
Ready camera 2.
So that's floor directed by 2, and make sure talent you know that we have a little sports cost. And that's off your script. Proctor's doing a great job, too. I mean, obviously, the anchor
ready camera 2.
I'm not looking at the script, so it's a good sign.
Take camera 2, Mike Q.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Those are off the strip.
They're still hovering around.
I'm harping on this point because we notice a lot of times talent quarterbacks forget this part.
Week one.
It kind of is. I mean, you know, this year it's a good point. Me personally, I like to see that tilted down. I didn't say much a whole lot. The reason because it's the first day with these guys. But typically, what you're looking at is a shot like this. We call it rule of thirds or law of thirds. That means when you have a shot like this, what's your main subject here? The tail's 1 and 2, right? So law of thirds or rule of thirds means every third of the screen across and every third of the screen up should have something in it. Lower third, you know, a little bit of the desk. They're pretty much in the third there, and we have nothing up front. So it would be nice to maybe pan right, okay? We got a lot of room here, not a whole lot of room there. So pan right, maybe tilt down, maybe zoom in a pinch, okay? So that'll take care of it. So their faces or their body will be on every third of the screen. It's kind of what you're looking at if you're shooting. I don't care whether it's a close-up of a flower, you know, basketball game, whatever. So.
Take three, Mike Q, fun in.
Okay, our homeboy looks really good here. Straight out of the hat. But nonetheless, yeah, tighten up the shot. Obviously, we got a little bit of top of the depth, so that's good. Medium shot. Okay, ready dissolve CG. Remember what we got there. That's from the character generator.
Ready dissolve to CG.
And remember, take is a cut on everything. Dissolve is an auto train. So you notice the dissolve. So you see.
Dissolve to CG.
Very, very nice. Dissolve it. You're ready advance means just get ready.
Ready to advance CG.
That's just for the graphics person to get ready to switch it to double click.
Advance CG.
Alrighty. That's good.
Ready dissolve to camera 3. Ready BTR with chroma key effects.
Okay, we'll shuttle through this because they're doing a nice job here so far. Remember, we got to roll the tape. We got to roll the weather maps. Get them in motion first.
Take effects, Mike Q, font in.
All right, thank you, Jared. As you can see, it looks like it's cloudy over here.
Yeah, she doesn't know anything about weather, but she's doing a nice job.
Talent 2.
Right now is we're going to dive in to the United States to see where more clouds are coming and maybe potential showers. Heading over towards Minnesota, maybe possibly over Illinois, but let's focus more on our great state, Michigan. As you can see, right now it's 63 in Kalamazoo, in Grand Rapids.
So camera number 3 should be shooting talent number 2.
Up north,
and if the shot's not ready, we can always go to camera 2 to do the kicker story, the last story on camera.
For today. It's going to be
66
on Tuesday.
So camera 2, make sure, again, you hold the 2 shot.
Thursday,
we may need you as a little safety.
Now, back to you guys.
Take care of 3 by Q, find in.
And finally, today in Detroit, 115-year-old Martha Davis celebrates her birthday grand style.
Bring that down a little bit.
Ready camera 2 on a 4 shot.
Say it again. Director, look it up. That's good because it didn't happen. In 3. Say it again.
Right. Let's pull out for that 4 shot, please.
Okay, so being polite about it. Getting that shot. Camera 2 down a 4 shot. Remember, audio, all 4 mics are going to be up here at the end.
choked on camera two.
Ready, camera two?
And the AD really had hardly anything to talk about this entire show. It was really good.
Roll VTR, music under.
Okay, now again, director's going to say fade to black. Audio's got to come down at the same time. Let's see if we do this here. So again, audio engineer, what you're doing here, you're hearing the director, you're looking over here. Disregard this little monitor. You're not looking at this monitor because this is for the tape. This is for your frame store. You're looking right here.
Okay.
As soon as that goes to black,
one,
or the program, audio comes down. Okay.
Pause, group.
Okay, audio comes down on that, so let's just give you that. Lights, please, if you could. Okay. Now, main thing here, guys, is it's going to take a while. Usually, the first show of the day takes a little bit more time. Not so much for you guys, because assuming everything's up and running and working, we're going to get into, CG's all set. All you have to do for CG graphics would be crystal. All you have to do is put in lower third fonts, because all the full screens are good. Teleprompter operator, we'll have you check the script, make sure that's good. That's Jordan. Just bring your script up with you so you can check that out. If there's something missing or if there's questions, let me know. And then we'll get right into the mic checks and things like that. Now, number one thing here is for your crew calls. Let's just say, for example, we'll probably have a crew call, my guess, is going to be about 10:45. Okay, 10:45, roughly, yeah? So, 10:55, okay? Now, these are oddball times right now for the first day or two. What I like to do is typically, once we get going, we're going to have a show going every quarter. 10, 10:15, 10:30, 10:45, 11, 11:15, 11:30, 11:45, 12, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So right now, because of the 10 minutes between crew calls and show times, it's a little screwed up. Okay, but just be mindful of that as you kind of go through. The show usually lasts about 6 minutes or so. Because we're starting off, sometimes prompter and tailor are a little slow, so it may go to 6-7 minutes. But my thinking here is, assuming everything goes right with the first setup of the day, that's kind of what we're looking at with this. Okay. Now, again, there's a lot of kind of hanging around, sitting around, because it is a lot of time between your crew call and your show time. It's 10 minutes. That's a lot of time. And then we have to give the next group 10 minutes, and the next group 10 minutes. And that will go on for today, and it will go on for at least part of the day tomorrow, if not the whole day. Okay? But if I'm looking and saying, okay, well, you know, man, I'll tell you what, we still got 3-4 minutes to spare here. You know, beginning of tomorrow, where it's like, okay, well, we're just waiting on time at this point. We can shave that off the bottom. Now, if we don't tomorrow, it's not a huge deal, but sometime, it's probably the first part of Thursday, that's where we're going to shave that down to 5 minutes. So that's why right now, even though you have 10 minutes, but I want you to look at it this way. Kind of act like you have 5 minutes, okay? But knowing in the back of your mind, you have some play here, because I want to make sure you guys are, you know, thinking that way so we can get this stuff done, so we can like look and see, okay, how much time we got left? Wow, we got 3 minutes to go. And there's going to be sometimes like, holy cow, we're still working and we got 10 seconds left. It does happen, okay? But the main thing here is, and again, is following directions, okay? 10:45 is your crew call. We're going by this clock right here, okay? This happened a couple quarters ago where someone's banging on the door in week three, and someone's going to go open it for them and say, just no, we got there. Because what's going to happen is you're going to open the door, they're going to complain about their clock. I've heard so many complaints. Okay? Excuses, not complaints, excuses. So don't bother them, because what they're probably going to tell me is they're probably going by that clock or their cell phone said something. So just leave them out. Come on, we got things to do. They're late, we're moving out. Okay? So sure enough, what happened after the show? The next group comes in. Oh, my cell phone said, and you just had these guys just erupted. It's like, yeah, I told you. I mean, if I had a nickel for every time I heard an excuse, you know, we're going by this one right here. Okay? So just make sure you're a little ahead of schedule. You know, getting here on time. Now, if you're not here, then obviously, again, just like a typical production, okay, there's a lot of times, and I've seen this happen many times, someone shows up 15 minutes late, we may keep you because we need you, but we may not call you for the next one. Or what's happened many times is like, you know what, nope, see you going. We'd rather go short staff than have you on board. That's basically what they're saying. Which is kind of a slap in the face. So the main thing is, if you're here on time, great. If you're not, I don't want to hear any excuses. Okay? I don't want to hear any excuses. What I'm going to basically say is, we already filled your spot, or we're about to fill your spot because you're not here. Because what happens is that people are late and late and late, and then what happens is we get less and less shows, and because we're waiting around for you. Okay? And keep this in mind, too, guys. You're getting in this industry, and I know this happens because it happens all the time. It's a situation where, for example, you can bark at me all you want in the hallway. That's fine. I don't care. Same thing with video performance. You get a read back, what? This guy has his head up the back. That's fine. Word gets around, and I know it's okay. Don't worry about it. If I was losing any sleep over it, then I wouldn't be doing this. Okay? It doesn't matter. I don't really care about that. So the point of the matter is just keep it to yourself. Just be here on time. Follow directions. We should be A-okay. All right? So keep that in mind as we kind of go. Now, Group A. There's going to be some people at our off spots. I'm going to try to fill you in if there's absences. But if there's off spots, we'll fill you in. If not, sit tight. You can hang out and watch. Okay? Now, if you're just going to sit back and just play with your computer and stuff and say, well, okay, just take the computer out elsewhere. But if you're going to actually sit back here and say, okay, I'm going to check and see if this is out. Like, for example, Group A, assuming everyone's here, Tim, Trey, Ryan, RJ's not here, but Brittany, Jessica, Alana, feel free to stay in. I have no problem if you want to stay in. Group B, you take a break. Okay? When Group B's up, Group A, you're all gone. Group B, of course, would be Shane, Zach, Mike, Barry, Christian, Alicia. You guys want to sit tight if I can't put you in a position, but you just want to watch the show, that's fine. It's terrific. I have no problem. You don't have to if you don't want to. But feel free to sit tight, because I think having five or six people in here is plenty. Okay? Because you never know. Someone may not show up for their crew call. So we may need to fill you in. Okay? So be aware of that. Now, basically, what's going to happen is any information over here, this is, could change once in a while. I do know that there's no tariff. When to be back, I don't know yet. We're going to try to get as many shows as possible. But always look off to the right side of the board. You guys will have all that information there for you. In fact, I'll keep updating these crew calls and show times so you guys know what's happening with that. Okay? But be mindful of your time is what we're looking at. So again, just to reiterate, because I got 2 minutes before we start this thing. Main thing is, once we get everyone in position, get mic'd up ASAP, okay? Audio, we're going to work with the mic checks first. Once we get that, then we're going to be helping out with the assistant director, okay? Helping out with those shots. Once we have that, then we're going to work with the engineering individual to make sure everything's all set up for there. Look at your levels. Hopefully it's making some sense to you. And then if there's any other questions throughout the time. Now, a lot of times you're going to hear me say, okay, you're going to see it throughout the course of the show. All right? So don't worry about it right now. I'll be behind you if something happens, so hopefully it will make sense to you while we go throughout the course of the show. Okay? That's kind of what we're looking at with that. Now, keep in mind also, too, when your group is on break, take a break in the break area. Now, for whatever reason, and this happens, Tawana, Tessa, once in a while they'll come in here and say, you got to tell your classes. I mean, they're not telling me. I mean, they're just basically letting me know. Hey, listen, guys, when you're on break, check yourself. Be aware of what you're talking about. Like I said, it's a situation where I usually tell them, if there's any issues or they're hanging out in the hallway and it's starting to get loud and loud and loud, just tell me who the names are. We'll just start them at a zero on the first day of graded shows. I mean, I have no problem doing that, but I'm not anyone's babysitter. So, if for whatever reason we get three or four people or more outside in the hallway situation, they tend to forget there's production going on through paper-thin walls. So, okay, that means it's quiet. And plus, people are trying to work. So, if you're kind of around people that you don't want to really associate with because of situations like that, then distance yourself from them. I would go into another section of the building. So it's your crew call time to show up. Okay? So just a little friendly reminder to you. I think it's common sense, but sometimes when you're with friends, you tend to forget common sense. So any questions before we get started? Yes?
I thought you said the winners are supposed to go on top for the fourth.
Winners in yellow, losers in white. Home teams are always on the bottom, visitors on top. Yeah, and that's right in your sheet, too. So, yeah, it's a lot of information. But give me here if you're here for Group A. Let me go through the sentence real quick. Katie B? No? Yeah, there's an opening there. Brian?
Here.
Tim?
Here.
Aaron C?
Here.
Brian Z?
Here.
Trey?
Here.
Brandon Z?
Here.
Jordan?
Yeah.
Ryan?
Here.
Christine?
Yeah.
Genevia?
Here.
Harmon?
Yeah.
Corey?
Here.
Brittany? Brittany M? No. Johnny?
Here.
Crystal?
Here.
Jessica?
Here.
Brooklyn?
Here.
Robert?
Here.
Richard?
Yeah.
Kim? Oh, Kim. All right. So here's the deal. We got some open spots here. Jessica Rodriguez, would you care to do the switcher for the first show? Thank you. And then, of course, we have Alana, you're farthest from floor director. Would you like to run floor director for me for the first show? Great. Okay, Group B, real quick here. We got Eric.
Here.
Aaron.
Here.
Shane.
Yeah.
Marcus.
Here. Yeah.
Chris. Chris C. Chris Clark. No. Zach.
Here.
Samson. Jeremy.
The Falcon. Where's the Falcon? I have not seen the Falcon.
Was he on there?
No, he is not here. Okay, here's a debate now. Come on, let's get a meeting. All right, Mike.
Here.
Mark.
Here.
David.
Here.
Aaron.
Here.
Joanna. Which is actually Kwana, not Kwana. We made the change. Me.
Here.
Christian.
Here.
Nariah.
Here.
Mercy. Not here. Alicia.
Here.
Paul. Us. No. Kate. Kate S.
Here.
Lakeisha.
Here.
Okay. So, again, one of those people may show up. You never know. So, we'll see. But I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. Okay. So we got some openings there, good stuff. Oh my God, yeah, 10:50 group comments. See how things happen like this? It's live TV. Alright, so let me go with the red pen, just because red is serious stuff. Alright, so we're gonna go here, we're gonna go 10 o'clock, 10:50, 10:50, kids like to call it. 11 o'clock, and we're gonna change this over here, and we're gonna do something like this, and we're gonna do 11:10 and 11:15. Okay, Group A, let's get in position, please. And we'll go from there.
Don't you need to be 11:20, we have 10 minutes.
All right, guys, real quick, just a couple things I want to kind of go through. We'll talk a little bit more tomorrow as well, too. A couple things. Obviously, we'll talk about, obviously setting things up, tearing things down, things like that. But not bad for the first show. I mean, I don't know if you guys could see it, but, I mean, I obviously saw it here as far as seeing it from the first show. How chaotic it could, possibly be. I mean, I'm looking at basically once we got to about the fourth show and the fifth show and the sixth show, this isn't always going to happen, but basically we had 3 minutes to kill. We had 4 minutes to kill. Mic checks were done. We had camera shots all set. We had some time just to kind of hang out there for a little bit. So that's progression in a very short bit. Now, again, tomorrow, it may be completely different for a while because you have new people. Just because you've done 10 or 15 or 20 shows doesn't mean it shouldn't necessarily always get better because you got so many people rotating different positions, so you got different people in those positions as well, too. So that was really good to see. So we got the amount of shows, and I thought we would. One thing is you're noticing here that there's a lot of talking along the bridge. There's going to be a lot less of me here in the next couple weeks. But right now, it's basically teaching you guys to ride this bike, so to speak, before we take this training wheels off. So that's kind of what's going on here. When I show you some of this behind-the-scenes stuff, especially the college football and the behind-the-scenes sports center, it's going to sound like you didn't take your medication. You got a ton of voices talking to all of us, and it's just something to get used to. So right now, it's very, very mild compared to what it typically is. But starting off, it seems to like a lot. Can't hear it. Drugs talking too much. I know. But I have to keep the boat afloat, at least for now. A couple other things, too. Camera operators, not a bad job. I mean, pretty much every single time we said camera three, shoot sports, camera one, shoot weather, I'm seeing quick turns, and then I'm seeing the person there. All right, it's like, okay, let's start zooming in and focusing. I mean, no one's going to tell you to focus, okay? Well, let's put it this way. We shouldn't have to tell you to focus. So camera three, shoot sports. Once you turn it on over there, zoom in. I mean, quick. Basically gets us the shot a lot quicker just in case the talent moves quicker. I mean, for example, we have a situation where Jessica's on news, and it's like camera three, shoot sports, and she's reading fast. She's rolling. Well, the quicker I get it, if she's done quick, we move quick. Okay? Not to mention, it's a lot less traffic over headset because I don't have to keep saying, camera three, focus. Right? So know that situation as well, too. Same thing with camera one, weather, and then camera three back to the news desk. So just get the quick focuses on that. Camera two, watch the lights. Okay. Make sure the tilt lock is unlocked so when you zoom out, make sure we don't see the top of the set. And assistant directors, be a little more aware of that. We see the lights in the shot. Say something a little quicker. So we'll talk about that a little bit. And as I mentioned before, for whatever reason, I get audio engineers who don't like to bring rundown sheets up. I have no idea why. It's a cheat sheet for you. But we have a lot of audio people today, at least half of you, who are just kind of guessing on the audio, bringing them up, and just, playing with a Ouija board. I don't know what you're doing. So make sure you have your rundown sheet with you because you need it. Because, like I said, with audio, all it takes is for you to be a half second off. Everyone notices that. It's a big time mistake. So we want to make sure that you're aware of that in that regard. So, but like I said, not a bad job for the first day. How this works is I'm going to basically pick up where you left off today. So every single time, every Thursday and Friday, you get a new rotation schedule. Tomorrow you'll notice we'll have at least maybe 4 shows per group because we have to go through setup and tear down And then still I got to kind of talk about some things, but not as much as today. Got it close. So it's either four or five rotations. I may even put five in there just to see how far we get. So, and again, I would say after the first week to 2 weeks, probably the first 2 weeks especially, if there's something you just completely don't get, and it is throwing you in the fire, you know. And so keep in mind, as I mentioned, probably the end of first quarter, you probably don't remember this, but when someone's asking me questions before a show, you know, keep in mind, switcher's like, I don't know. Well, keep in mind, my first priority is there's questions on audio. Okay, we've got to get that situated first. Okay, so I'm not ignoring it. Okay, I may not hear you, but what I'm saying is, switcher, I understand you're completely, utterly confused at this point. But, okay, first priority is this. Okay, I understand there's construction, you know, 2 miles ahead, but there's a semi I'm about to kiss if I don't hit the brakes first, is what I'm saying. I got to take care of this first before I can get around. So we got to prioritize a little bit more, okay? In that regard. So, not a bad job overall. Again, after the first 2 weeks especially, if there's questions and stuff you don't have, there's plenty of time to get that extra help. The, once the afternoon classes on Thursdays don't exist anymore, there's plenty of time after. Alright, so bring the questions if you got them tomorrow, especially on the equipment, and we'll go from there. Let me get attendance real quick. Everyone kind of sit tight, keep it down until I get through everyone, because I know a couple people left early. I just want to make sure that I have that. Thank you.